You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Grocery Dive. Kroger, a leading grocery retailer, has announced the closure of three e-commerce spoke facilities as part of its collaboration with Ocado, scheduled for May 25th. The affected facilities are located in Opa-locka, Florida, and San Antonio and Austin, Texas, according to Kroger spokesperson April Martin. Despite significant efforts and support, these facilities did not meet the benchmark set for success. The decision reflects challenges in generating online sales, particularly in regions dominated by strong competitors like Publix in Florida and Walmart and HEB in Texas. The closures do not affect Kroger and Ocado's other automated fulfillment centers across the country. The partnership between Kroger and Ocado, initiated in 2018, aims to establish a network of automated e-commerce facilities to enhance Kroger's home delivery service. While the collaboration initially saw substantial growth amid heightened online demand during the COVID pandemic, recent months have witnessed a moderation in e-commerce sales growth. Kroger's Q4 earnings report highlighted a 12% increase in full-year digital sales to $12 billion, with a 24% rise in delivery sales attributed to initiatives like the Boost membership program and business from customer fulfillment centers. Despite these closures, Kroger remains committed to enhancing its e-commerce capabilities and delivering a seamless shopping experience to its customers. Headline 2 comes to us from The Verge. Google has introduced new features to its mobile website and apps aimed at enhancing the shopping experience for users. The Style Recommendations feature, now available for sign-in shoppers in the U.S., allows users to rate items in their searches, similar to platforms like Tinder or Netflix. By rating items, users can refine their preferences, helping Google suggest more tailored apparel selections. Additionally, shoppers can specify their preferred brands, enabling Google to showcase more apparel from those brands instantly. This feature aims to streamline the shopping process by presenting users with items that align with their tastes and preferences. Previously, Google tested AI tools such as image generation for clothing items and virtual try-on capabilities. These features, now available on Google Shopping, utilize generative AI to help users discover similar items based on their preferences and visualize how clothing looks on them. Google's move to integrate generative AI tools into shopping aligns with trends seen on other e-commerce platforms. Amazon, for example, has introduced AI-powered features like Rufus, a shopping assistant, and sizing recommendations. Headline 3 also comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. Walmart has announced its decision to refile paperwork related to its $2.3 billion deal to acquire television manufacturer Vizio. The move aims to provide antitrust agencies, particularly the Federal Trade Commission, with additional time to review the proposed transaction. According to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Walmart plans to resubmit the paperwork on Friday, following informal discussions with both the FTC and the Justice Department. This voluntary withdrawal notification underscores Walmart's commitment to ensuring a thorough review process by regulatory authorities. The proposed deal with Vizio is significant for Walmart as it would bolster the retailer's media business in the United States. By acquiring Vizio, Walmart aims to leverage opportunities to sell advertising through Vizio's television sets, thereby expanding its advertising revenue stream. Additionally, Walmart envisions creating entertainment content for its shoppers through this partnership. Walmart's global advertising business has been experiencing robust growth, with a 28% increase to $3.4 billion in the fiscal year ending January 31st. The potential acquisition of Vizio represents a strategic move by Walmart to further solidify its presence in the media and entertainment landscape while tapping into new revenue streams. Headline 4 comes to us from Chain Store Age. In a testament to changing consumer preferences and economic trends, the U.S. secondhand apparel market witnessed remarkable growth in 2023, outpacing traditional retail by a significant margin. According to ThredUp's 2024 Retail Resale Report, conducted in collaboration with Global Data, the secondhand apparel market expanded by 11%, marking a sevenfold increase compared to the broader retail apparel market. This growth propelled the market to a value of $43 billion last year, with projections indicating it will reach $73 billion by 2028. He highlights from the report are that, 1, a majority of consumers, 60%, expressed a preference for shopping secondhand apparel, citing the value proposition as a primary factor. In uncertain economic times, the allure of finding deals remains strong, with 55% of consumers indicating a willingness to increase spending on secondhand apparel if economic conditions do not improve. 2, online platforms are increasingly favored for secondhand apparel shopping, particularly among younger demographics. The report highlights a shift towards online resale, with 45% of younger generations generations preferring to purchase secondhand apparel online. 3, recognizing the growing popularity of resale. Numerous brands are embracing it as a revenue-generating opportunity and a means to advance sustainability goals. Over 160 brands now offer resale shops, with notable names like American Eagle, J.Crew, and Kate Spade launching new resale programs. Retail executives anticipate that resale could contribute significantly to total revenue within 5 years, with 87% stating that it has enhanced sustainability objectives. And 4, that secondhand buying transcends generational boundaries, catering to diverse consumer needs. Younger shoppers view it as a form of self-expression. Parents utilize it for cost-effective and eco-conscious family outfitting, and older generations seek affordable access to higher-end brands. The report's comprehensive insights, drawn from market analysis and consumer surveys, underscore the growing prominence of secondhand apparel in the retail landscape. As brands increasingly integrate resale into their strategies, the sector is poised for continued growth and innovation, driven by evolving consumer preferences and sustainability imperatives.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.